through, and it's a range of healthy herbal dog teas. And the mastermind behind this business is Tony Kinch, whose official title is Top Brew Dog. And Tony's going to tell us a little more about the company. So can you tell us what inspired Woof & Brew?
Yeah, my background is tea. I've been in the tea industry for 5 years. And one of the things I've noticed is the benefits of herbal teas to the human market. My business partner, Steve Bennett, who runs another company called Dog Friendly, has lived within the dog industry for 10 years. And we kind of put our two brains together and decided that it would be good to create a product that we could introduce to the dog market with all the benefits that the human market gets. The one critical thing that we needed to do was make it different to some competitors in the USA, which was they're serving it as loose leaf. And because of our knowledge, we've managed to produce 28 tea bags and put them into a tea bag, which will then produce 28 litres in an easy, simple form that the dog can just put into the bowl and drink quite easily, same as you making a cup of tea for yourself.
That's brilliant. And I have a greyhound who loves property. I say property, this is property, yeah. But he loves human, yeah. PG tips. Okay. And will help himself to it out of a mug. Do you serve this lukewarm, cold?
Firstly, I need to kind of get you to stop doing that with the dog, because it's got caffeine in it, yeah. And caffeine's bad for the dog. The way that we serve our product is that you put a tea bag into a jug, 250 ml of hot water, because we need to get the nutrients and all the antioxidants and all the minerals out. But yeah, you're right, we can't sell it striking hot, so we will put it, we'll top it up to a litre with cold water. And if you want to pop a couple of ice cubes in to bring the temperature down a little bit more, you can.
So one tea bag equals 1 litre, so it's really quite cost effective as well. And there's 5 different types, so can you just talk us through what they are and the benefits, please?
Okay, we've picked 5 types. We've picked the adult, the senior, a fresh breath one, skin and coat, and performance. And what we've done is we've created 5 specific blends to maintain and get the most out of the herbal blends to benefit the dogs. So for example, if we pick the senior dogs, for example, we've got alfalfa, devil's claw, ginkgo, hawthorn, and burdock. And some of the things that those herbs put together will be maintains healthy joints and alleviates stiffness, helps blood flow to an aging brain in a dog. If we take something like fresh breath, we've put things such as lemongrass, ginger, which is always good for digestion, which could be part of the cause of the bad breath and the smells coming out of both ends of the dog.
Yeah, I have one that actually sometimes I think you need a gas mask for, bless him.
Yeah, we kind of recognise that it seems to be quite a big problem within the dog world. So that particular blend will certainly help towards alleviating that problem. And then we go on to things like skin and coat. One of the biggest things certainly for show dogs is to make sure it's shiny. And we put an ingredient in there called flax. And again, fatty acids are one of the essential things for a healthy coat, but we don't seem to be getting it in enough of the products that are out in the marketplace. Nettle, Axtra Juice, hair loss in dogs. Yeah. And then, we look towards something like a performance dog, which is far more active, needs lots of means of replacing some of its energy. So we put things in like ginseng, which will eliminate exhaustion and weakness in the dog.
Well, I'd like the look of the skin and coat. It reminds me of dandelion and burdock that I used to drink as a child, so yep. I think that's pretty good. And is it suitable for all breeds?
Yep, we've developed this for all breeds. Obviously, as with anything that's herbal, we need to make sure that any dogs that are under any medication then should always be referred to a vet. But yes, no, it's all breeds can benefit from this. We've purposely kept it at a litre because rather than saying producing different volumes at different times, requiring different size, you know, different amounts of tea bags, we just think keep it simple. 1 litre throughout the day should be sufficient.
That's great. So you could make 1 litre, keep it, it could be cool, and you could just be adding it into the dish. Because say you serve this for the first time and your dog's not that keen, what would you advise?
As with anything, if you can spend some time not weaning your dog onto it, but taking away, putting two kind of bowls together, water and the tea, and then start to reduce the amounts, it will hopefully force itself into drinking it. There are no guarantees in life that they'll drink anything, but I think it's a perseverance. Unfortunately, in this marketplace, what I hear quite a lot of is people give up at the my dog won't do that. But if you don't give it to it, you won't know. And if you don't persevere with it, it certainly will give up. If you just give up at the first hurdle...
Well, I think it's probably like humans, you know, there are different taste buds that appeal to different things. Yep. And certainly with my dog that does like to drink the tea, he doesn't get it all the time, I hasten to add. It's if I leave the dregs anywhere. He's an ex-racing greyhound. I have a horrible feeling he was given tea in kennels at some point or another. So it's a really exciting product. How much does it retail for and where can people buy it from?
Currently, it retails at £9.99 per pack. So that works out at approximately 35 pence per serving per day. And we're currently selling it online at our website, www.woofandbrew.com.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. Thank you.
Okay.
That's